And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, June 5th, 2013. On this day in 1851, Harriet Beecher Stowe's Uncle Tom's Cabin began its serial run in an abolitionist newspaper. It ran in weekly installments for 10 months, generated some interest among opponents to slavery, but didn't reach a larger audience until it was republished as a book in 1852. Many critics dismissed the novel as sentimental, and several characters gave rise to persistent stereotypes of African Americans. Even so, it attracted thousands of Northerners to the abolitionist cause. It sold 300,000 copies in the United States in its first year in print. Today is the birthday of one of the great men of letters of the 20th century, Alfred Kazin, born in Brooklyn in 1915. Grew up in the Brownsville section of that borough, and said, "We were children of the immigrants who had camped at the city's back door, a place that measured all success by our skill in getting away from it." He loved books, spent much of his time sitting on a fire escape, reading whatever he could get his hands on. When he was a senior in college, he read a book review in the New York Times that made him so angry, he got off the subway, went to the Times office, and complained to the editor in person, who was so impressed he got Kazin a job writing freelance book reviews. He studied literature at Columbia and started writing a survey of American literature. The result was his book On Native Ground. It became one of the most celebrated books of literary criticism of the decade. When asked why he spent so much of his life working as a critic, Kazin said, "I am dissatisfied, profoundly so, with the world as it is, but I would be dissatisfied with any world, and I'd hate to lose my dissatisfaction." And it's the birthday of poet Federico Garcia Lorca, born in Granada, Spain, 1898. He published a book of poems based on gypsy folklore called The Gypsy Ballads, and it made him Spain's most popular living poet. His poems appealed both to the literary critics and the common people, and many of them were set to music. Garcia Lorca once heard a prostitute singing a song in the street, and he was shocked to realize that he had written the lyrics she was singing. In 1998, on the 100th anniversary of his birth, the Spanish government flew a helicopter over his home city of Granada and dropped 100,000 leaflets of his poetry. Lorca said, "To burn with desire and keep quiet about it is the greatest punishment we can bring on ourselves." And here's a poem by Dylan Thomas entitled Being But Men. "Being but men, we walked into the trees afraid, letting our syllables be soft for fear of waking the rooks, for fear of coming noiselessly into a world of wings and cries. If we were children, we might climb, catch the rook sleeping, and break no twig, and after the soft ascent, thrust out our heads among the branches to wonder at the unfailing stars. Out of confusion, as the way is, and the wonder that man knows, out of the chaos would come bliss. That, then, is loveliness," we said. "Children in wonder, watching the stars, is the aim and the end. But being men, we walked into the trees." A poem by Dylan Thomas entitled Being But Men, from his collected poems published by Norton and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Wall Street Journal Weekend Edition, offering writing about finances, food, art, wine, and culture from around the world. More at wsj.com/celebrateweekend. And this is Billy Collins for the Writer's Almanac, hoping that you will join us again next time.